All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, very excited to be talking to an individual who's in quite the intriguing boxing bout going down June 8th in Qatar. We've got Rampage Jackson readying to make his pro boxing debut against an opponent where there's been a discussed fight for quite a while now, but finally coming to fruition, former lineal and WBO heavyweight champion Shannon Briggs. And great getting to have Shannon the Cannon on the show. How are you doing, champ?
Thank you, Chad. Is this video or just audio?
This is just audio, actually. But yeah, I appreciate the showing of the fist. Very classic. You got quite the mitts on you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I'm telling you, once they get hit with this, Dylan, they never want to box again.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great, man. And I'm just curious about this fight here, because I was kind of alluding to it at the top. This was a fight that had been discussed for a little bit now, but, you know, finally coming to fruition. Like, I was talking to some of the promoters and they were kind of saying Zeb Judah played a bit of a role in this one finally getting locked in. Can you give, like, the backstory on how this fight finally got booked?
Yeah, you know, Zeb Judah's from my neighborhood, Brownsville, Brooklyn. I used to work for his dad when I was, like, 16 years old, and I was a homeless teenager, but I worked for his dad doing demolition. He would get me a job, so I've known him since I was 16 years old. His dad, his son was a little boy, he was boxing. He eventually became 6-time, 5-time champion, something like that. Amazing fighter, but I know him since he was a little kid. I was fortunate to, Zab invited me to, he introduced me to Hosama, and in that introduction, he asked me would I like to do a meet and greet. That meet and greet turned out to be, I think, a decent event, considering we didn't have much time to promote, but it was decent. But I liked the way, you know, he did business, and Osama seemed to be a nice guy, and we grew to have a conversation, and that eventually led to me saying, hey, you know, I'm working on a fight with Rampage Jackson, and I'm actually looking, considering doing it here in Hollywood. It was talked about to happen in Saudi Arabia, but Qatar might be an even better place. And he was like, hey, you know what? Let me think about that, you know? And it just as a joke turned into something that here we are now, Rumble with the Titans, June 8th in Doha, in Qatar. I think it's going to be a great event, and thanks to Zab. And you know what they say, Dylan? You know, you never know how networking will change your life. All it takes is you meeting the right person, and it could, you know, spark something else. So networking is so underrated as in business. But, you know, in meeting SDK and Osama, we now have a potential great event, June 8th. I'm super excited. I'm back in the gym. As you can see, the guns is ready. And, you know, although it's his pro debut, it's going to be his last fight. Let's go, champ.
I guess I'm curious how you feel getting ready to get back to it. Because I've seen a bunch of interviews where you seem eager at the prospect, but you're like, oh, these guys don't want to sign on the dotted line. So even in that sense, how does it feel to be getting back out there?
It feels good. It's been a long time coming. You know, Mike Tyson was supposed to fight me. There was talks about him in an exhibition before he fought Roy Jones. There was talks about me fighting fighting Mike. There was always talks about me fighting different people, but they was always scared to sign the dotted line. Not saying Mike was scared, but he chose Roy over me. And my whole thing is, I thought it would be a great fight for Brooklyn, for Brownsville Gym. I'm opening up a gym in Brownsville called the Brownsville Boxing Academy. So I thought it would be a great way to raise money for charity for me and Mike to fight for Brooklyn. But unfortunately, that fight didn't happen. And I think that after I knocked out Rampage, maybe Mike will figure he gives it one more shot. He's looking good the last time I've seen him. And if Mike gives it a shot, it'd be great. Would you do it for in Brooklyn or back in Qatar? It'd be great to have that fight, Shannon Briggs versus Mike Tyson. The winner fight Mike Tyson in Qatar. I'm all for that 100%. So Qatar setting the stage, I think now, you know, Saudi's been great, but now I think what Qatar is going to do is going to be amazing. And I'm super excited to be working with Osama SDK on this card. I'm ready. I'm back in the gym, day two, and I'm already ready. I'm already ready, chat.
Yeah, and I mean, you talked about the desire to want to, like, have it as, like, a charitable effort and stuff like that, like that proposed Tyson fight. I mean, that's kind of a cool full circle moment, because, I mean, boxing got you out of homelessness and some really bad conditions. So, like, I mean, it's incredibly, you know, powerful that you're able to be in a position now to try to give back to others. I think that really says a lot about you.
Thank you, champ. I appreciate you saying that, Dylan. My goal is to open up the Brockton Academy. I'm currently filming a docuseries titled Brownsville, and it's about that, the opening of a gym in the history of Brownsville, Brooklyn, which has spawned three heavyweight champions and a numerous other champions such as Zab Judah, Danny Jacobs, Curtis Stevens, and then Mustafa Muhammad. So I'm working on an 8-part series right now with Amazon to do 8-part series, like I said, called Brownsville. And it's about the history of Brownsville, which put out great fighters, but let alone some amazing talent from the Three Stooges, Larry King, Bernadette Stanis, and many rappers such as Sean Price, and just so many people. The Rizzlers from Brownsville, from the Wu-Tang Clan. So this has a rich history, this neighborhood. So I'm building a boxing academy there, which will be a gym, a boxing gym, as well as will teach people how to become a judge, a referee, a manager, and many other businesses within the sport of boxing. And the reason why, Dylan, is because there's nowhere in the world that you can go and find three heavyweight champions from the same neighborhood. Brownsville is 1.8 miles in size, not even two miles, with 400,000 or 500,000 people living in a small space, which is a violent neighborhood. It's always been an urban, violent neighborhood. And the reason why is because you have hundreds of thousands of people packed into 1.8 miles and the most project housing in the world. With that being said, my goal is to make Brownsville boxing a boxing borough, where people go to Brownsville to find fighters and to get the knowledge and to get the history of Brownsville, and let it be something good opposed to bad and being violence. Let it be turn around, show that Mike Tyson's from here, Riddick Bowe's from here, Shannon Briggs, and so many other champions come from Brownsville. And I believe that we will produce many champions because we've never had a gym. Imagine that, Dylan. A city like, not even a city, 1.8 mile space with the most housing projects in the world, but yet alone, we have three heavyweight champions and not eight other champions. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, then with no gym, imagine if we had a gym. If we had a gym, we'd have 15, 20, 50 champions because Brownsville breeds champions. You got to be tough to live in Brownsville. Everybody can fight. The cats, the dogs, the grandmother, the aunts, the uncles, everybody can fight. So you learn how to fight there, Dylan.
Yeah, and you've shown that gamesmanship across a few combat sports, like obviously very well known in gloved boxing, but I also loved that you did K-1 back in the day. It's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, champ. Yeah, any type of fight sport, I can do it. MMA, boxing, hockey, anything where they say fight, I can fight.
And what do you think it is? I mean, you mentioned Brownsville, just such an interesting place, and as far as like how small it is in terms of the territory it covers, but just like the champion caliber fighters it breeds, like, do you think it's that kind of almost like make or break environment you're talking about, where, you know, the circumstances are so against so many people? Like, I imagine someone gets really galvanized from an experience like that and can kind of deal with almost anything. Is that basically what it is, you think?
Yeah, you have PTSD when you come from this neighborhood because you've seen everything. You've seen violence at its highest level, from murders to fights to everything. So you don't even, you become numb and used to it, to where it's like you can survive anywhere, just about. So you become tough and you know that you want to make it. The strong survive. We just got a high school after many, many years. But we got a jail. We got a jail right in the middle of the town. Why? Because we overpower other jails with so many kids from Brownsville. So many kids come from this neighborhood, but they overpower the jails because there's so many of them. You know what I mean? So my goal is to change that from the jail to the gym. I build the gyms, and I'm going to do this worldwide. There's kids in Qatar that can learn, have the Qatar Boxing Academy. You know what I'm saying? And kids, we're going to have referees and investors, and people can learn the business of the game and invest in a fighter. Have the next Floyd Mayweather, have the next Shannon Briggs, the next Mike Tyson. It's a business. You know, learn how to be a promoter. can see to be. And after Shannon Briggs is gone, hopefully these boxing academies will have shown to make a difference. When kids have a male role model in their life, they tend to be better off. They tend to be learn how to be men and respect women and learn how to be men by learning respect and having a male role model. So that's the goal. It's to be that role for that male role model for men, for kids who don't have it.
No, I love that, man. It's so important. Oh, sorry. You didn't know if you were distracted by something there, if someone was trying to get a word in with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, no worries, man. You're good. I mean, a lot of people want to get in time with the champ. I understand it, but yeah, no, I'm excited for, you know, this upcoming fight. A lot of machinations to it. Like, I love the, or I mean, maybe Rampage doesn't love this so much, but it seems like the trolling aspects of the whole thing have got him feeling a certain type of way. Like, you're cracking a lot of jokes. Like, when did that all get rolling with, like, trolling him? It seems like you kind of, you know, got on his radar a little bit after the Fedor fight, but it seems like the memes have been heavy for a bit.
Yeah, because he deserves it. He's a pod. He's an MMA pod. And MMA pods don't need to be trying to box, but he want to box, so I'm going to show him something. I'm going to show him that he thinks he's like Angano, the big African. He thinks he's like that. I'm going to show him a lesson. I'm going to teach him a lesson, which is, you ain't Ngannou. And I would have knocked Ngannou out. I don't know what got into Tyson Fury, but I tell you this. I'm going to make an example of him to all the MMA fighters. He should never have picked this fight.
That's interesting. So maybe you don't necessarily favor Ngannou's chances against Anthony Joshua as much?
No. You're going to get knocked out. Like an ice-cold soda.
So did you almost feel like it was an off night for Fury more than it was Ngannou showing out for MMA, in a sense?
Yeah, styles make fights, too. You know, Fury wasn't in the best shape, I don't think, and I think that he underestimated that this guy was strong. You know, one thing I can say, they're strong. Like, one thing I can expect from Rampage is him to be strong. He's going to be super strong from June 8th. I can expect he's going to be as strongest he's ever been. He's been training for over a year, so he really want to win. He's sick of me and my memes. He's tired. I've embarrassed him. He really want to win it. He said it. If he knocked me out, this changes his life. And it embarrasses me. The man who get knocked out is going to be a meme forever. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a living meme forever. He'll never be able to go to the supermarket. People will be like, yeah, look at you. You got knocked out. If I get knocked out, it's going to be bad. So I know I'm training hard. Ain't no way he going to knock me out because I know I would have to go live on an island somewhere. So I'm going to knock him out first. Let's go, champ.
And I was just talking to him a bit earlier before I got on the call with you, and he seems focused on the... Oh, sorry?
Oh, really? I didn't know that. What did he say?
Well, we were talking, and he seemed obviously very focused on the fight, but it seemed like there were some other opponents that he kind of had in mind if he gets his version of an ideal outcome in this one. I guess I was just wondering if maybe there was a similar dynamic for you. Like, obviously focused on this fight, but do you have any opponents in mind in general beyond this one?
Not at all. He's really crazy, which shows you this isn't the first time I've heard him talk about other fighters he want to fight. There is no tomorrow after you fight me. Once you fight me, you don't fight you. Most people, man, I'm going to keep it real with you. Dylan, man. Is Dylan or Dylan? What is it?
Yeah, I know it's Dylan.
Dylan, champ. Champ. Dylan, let me explain something to you. Once I hit him, they never the same. I'm serious, man. I'm not joking, Dylan. I know you say, oh, Shannon's crazy. No, I'm serious. Once people fight me, they never the same. Sometimes they walk with a limp. Sometimes they just stay off the space forever. They just be looking off. People are like, what's wrong? They're like, oh, no, forget about it. I'm telling you, the damage I do, the ribs are broken. Man, I'm telling you, man, when you break your ribs, Dylan, you're never the same because when you breathe sometimes, I'm telling you, he's talking about other people he's going to fight after me. After me, he'd be lucky. Yo, he'd be lucky if he could eat for a month. He'd be lucky, yo, I'm 6 months. He'd be lucky if he could walk. Yo, this is amazing. Nah, watch what I do to him. You'll see.
Yeah, it's just such an exciting fight. I mean, I feel like you guys are just such a natural pairing in terms of your fighting styles, but it also seems like...
I'm gonna kick his ass, watch. Watch. I'm gonna kick him in his ass, watch.
Can we maybe expect an MMA fight with Rampage down the line, too? You were kind of talking about the willingness to maybe do MMA at a certain point. Can we maybe expect that as, like, a maybe subsequent fight in Qatar down the line, or...
I asked SDK and Osama, can we do a contract now saying that the second fight will be in Qatar at MMA? I know the world will want to see him choke me and beat the shit out of me and have me shit on myself. I know that. He would love that. Choke me so bad that I can't breathe and put me unconscious. The world will want to see that. But I got a trick for them, man. I'll kick his ass in MMA, too. I can fight, bro. I can fight. I'm a street fighter. I can fight. So he's going to see, and I'm fast. Once I knock him out in boxing, he's going to try to, in the MMA fight, he's going to try to wrestle me. When he go to wrestle me, I'm going to punch him so hard in the top of his head, they're going to have the fight in the hospital, in the waiting room of the hospital. That's, I told SDK and Hosama, they should build a hospital right next to the fight.
Yeah, and we've mentioned Qatar a couple of times. It seems like there's just really a lot to be done with, like, combat sport and, I guess, sport in general out there. Is that an exciting proposition for you being a part of this? It seems like a wealth of opportunities could be presented to a lot of fighters out there.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you see what's happening in Saudi, and I think the Middle East is a hot spot right now for combat sports. Everyone's talking about it. You know, the UAE, Dubai, now Qatar, Saudi. People are talking about fights in the Middle East, and I think that with this, the rate is going at, that it's going to be, you know, the next Las Vegas. In a few years, everyone will be getting tickets trying to go to Qatar and to the Middle East to see big fights.
Yeah, I hear you. And I was talking before about your world heavyweight title accolades previously. I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't get your fight, or rather your thoughts on the upcoming fight between Tyson Fury and Oleksandr Usyk to crown the undisputed heavyweight champion. Like, what are your thoughts on that fight?
Tough fight for Fury. Usyk can fight. He's got experience. He's got momentum. He's fighting for his country. You know, he's gonna do his best. But you can't never sleep on Tyson Fury. He's a guy who never you can sleep on. You don't know what Tyson Fury's gonna show up, but you know it's gonna be a good Tyson Fury in this fight. He's gonna do his best.
Yeah, such an interesting sort of landscape. And I don't know why I just kind of thought of this, but I was listening to an interview that you and Rampage had done, and you guys were kind of bonding about, like, wanting to be pro wrestlers when you were younger. Like, oh, that would have been a cool thing to do. And you've had those close ties over the years with Logan Paul and kind of helped him get ready for some of his earlier kind of boxing fights, or at least kind of alongside him. Like, when are we going to get the champ in WWE alongside Logan Paul? I feel like that would be a natural fit, you in wrestling.
Yeah, I want to be a manager. I want to be one of the managers. I want to be one of the managers in wrestling. That's my goal. After I knock out Rampa, I'm going to try to become a manager for wrestlers.
That'd be great. I feel like you're a natural promo. I feel like you're a guy who just has that energy on the mic. Is that something that also came from your upbringing? Because I've been seeing some interviews where you were like, oh, when I was younger, I kind of had to learn how to, like, you know, be quick-witted and had to, like, crack jokes at people and stuff like that. Like, people would sometimes get on you for being, like, asthmatic or just other general kind of chirps and stuff like that. Like, does that kind of help with, like, the quick wit and the ability to, I guess, generate that excitement in, like, an orator kind of sense?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's gotta be guys when you have, you know, disadvantages, like you're poor or, you know, you're poor, you don't have money, and people make jokes on you, so you got to be fast-witted, and you got to say things that, you know, keep you going, champ, keep you in the game. If not, you're going to be depressed. You're going to break down, and they're going to continue. So being fast and being quick-witted and being able to, you know, speak, you know, and talk myself out of sometimes fights as well. You can't win them all, but you got to know how to talk, you know what I'm saying?
No, I love it, man. The charisma just definitely there. And I'm sure there's a ton more questions I could ask you, but I want to be mindful of your time and schedule and stuff like that. I imagine you're a busy lad. And yeah, it's just been fun getting to chat in general, but I kind of wanted to give you the floor if maybe you had a final parting thought you would like to add as we're kind of wrapping up, Shannon.
No, champ, I'm super excited about the fight. I just want to say I'm super excited about the fight. I'm looking forward to June 8th in Doha. And I'm getting ready. I forgot to count. I mean, it's 103 days left, 102 days, but it's a countdown. And it's going to be a great fight. I know Rampage wants to win in his debut. He's going to be coming in the best shape of his life. He's had plenty of time to train and get prepared. So, you know, I can't miss a day. In these last 100 days, I got to do everything I can to, you know, fight off this Rampage animal.
Yeah, it's a fight that people have been waiting for years, and I'm definitely excited for June 8th in Qatar. And to reiterate, thanks so much for making some time. Definitely was a fun time getting to chat, Shannon, and looking forward to peeping the fight when it goes down. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, man. Thank you.
You too, champ. Thank you, and have a great day.